My name is Joe Curry, and welcome to Davin's Den Scams the Scammers. Millions of people fall prey to internet scammers every year. Among those are romance scammers who promise relationships and love, but instead take their money, their heart, and sometimes their life. These scammers have contacted Davin, Pip, and myself for the same reasons, but we scam them back. So join us for Davin's Den Scams the Scammers. In this next Davin's Den Scams the Scammers, is Davin's scammer Mary from Claverland hiding something? Listen and enjoy.
This is one of the more preposterous fake Davins we've had.
Yes, and the thing is, and there, I mean, obviously it's the language barrier, but the fact that this person is talking about, like, all of a sudden they realize what they're feeding into and go, wait a minute, your pet is going to be mad at me, so I have to hear my voice? Come on now, this is ridiculous.
I think they get so sucked in that they forget about their reality. I'm here, I'm trying to scam this guy, and now they're like, no, there's not, like, really, he's squirrel, you know?
Have they never...
Trying to lose it, you know?
Have they never had anybody, like, mess with them before? That they're not even catching any of the signs that this is ridiculous, over the top ridiculous?
It's almost like our segment, Great Debates of Absurdity.
Yes.
When we get so involved in nonsense, you're sitting there, and as we go with the bit, we start getting involved, and it's like, you think about what you're arguing about. You gotta be kidding me, but fuck it, I gotta win.
Yeah. Well, and you find yourself getting really passionate about something that's complete bullshit, or that you don't believe at all.
She goes, you were lying to me just to tell me that you want to hear my voice. I go, go away. How dare you? I told you he's my son.
Yeah.
You call my son a pet?
She goes, all right, dear, I'm so sorry. But at the moment, my phone is full, so I will call you when I repair the phone. I go, you don't need to call. You can do it right through Instagram. I think you're hiding something.
Yes.
Hey, you know what? As she has guide rules for you, you got guide rules for her. You know, Seymour's my son. You know, we're not going to go there.
She goes, I'm not hiding anything. I will do that when I am less busy. I go, then make the recording. You are not busy. You don't work.
Ouch.
She goes, just be calm. I go, I am calm. Maybe your boyfriend is keeping you, quote, busy.
Oh, God.
A little more gas on the old fire? Yep.
Oh, God. You know, not to this degree, but you kind of remind me of this guy that one of my friends used to date. That he was so jealous that he's just like, anytime she wanted to do something, even with her just her girlfriends, he's like, oh, are you guys going to go to a bar where so you can pick up guys? And it's like, oh, my God, get over yourself, buddy. No, she's not a complete horn dog where she has to have dick in her 24/7. Calm down.
I'd like to meet that woman. I go.
I like that. Yeah, we're going to go to the bar and we're going to blow guys like they're a circus balloon.
And
she's the only one objecting.
She goes, just be calm. I go, I am calm. Maybe your boyfriend is keeping you busy. And you vanish. She goes, I'm here, I'm not going anywhere. I go, then make the recording. Unless what you are hiding is a cock and balls.
Bingo.
I go, are you tucking them in and prancing about?
Oh my God. Oh my God.
Silence. That's what I figured, Mary. Or is it Mark?
Nice.
She goes, talk to you later. I go, no, don't. Not interested. Glad I didn't go to Claverland and take you to a fancy dinner at Denny's. I was going to get you the Grand Slam. The goddamn Grand Slam. It doesn't get better than Denny's Grand Slam. Now you get nothing. She goes, later. I go, see you, Mark. And that was Mary.
For more Davin's Den Scans the Scammers, search for Davin's Den on iHeartRadio.